Please give us your view on what is happening right now on the planet. Is the outbreak of war that we see a surprise in this shift, or is it something you saw coming? Is there hope?
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. I am so aware of who is listening. This is the Circle of 12 group that has heard me address this very question in the channels that I have given, especially the ones lately. But there are still those who have not heard them or cognized some very clear truths, answering specifically, this was known. This particular shift was always prophesied. You might say that it was the reason I'm here. Arriving in 1989, the first thing I told you was about now. In the first book that was ever released, called The End Times, it was about the end of old times, and the prophecy was clear. You would not have an Armageddon, as some have thought you would. Instead, there would be a shift of humanity's consciousness, and carrying with that would be the kinds of battles you didn't expect. Low consciousness versus a higher consciousness. That doesn't tell you that there are wars here between countries of high and low consciousness. It tells you about the dark. Those who would battle, those who are tired of battle, what those would and would not do in times of battle. And so you don't define humanity or countries with dark and light. Instead, you might say there is a leadership gap between high and low consciousness. You might say that there is still an idea between those you see right now fighting of certain kinds of consciousness of an old energy, that solutions would only come from battle. Dear ones, this is what is changing. It's an overall idea of how to solve things. People have asked, well, what is the next step? You say this was not a surprise. It was not. You say that this was anticipated. I told you it was coming. What are the solutions? The first I would say is the allowance that you might have of teaching your children that history is not what they are going to experience. How many on the planet tell their children, this is who is bad, this is who is good, here's what to expect. Here is what these have done in the past, expect it again. That is exceptionally common. Parents, are you aware that instead you could give the history of what has occurred and paint it as an older energy, and you could tell the children to expect something different, and perhaps they could even have leadership that would as well. These are the kinds of conscious changes we're talking about. Yet there are still those invested in war. Keep it warlike, they say. Keep it dark, because this is what we expect. There is more. Something that many of you already know. If you go back in the history of humanity, in civilization, what you're going to see is a warring civilization of humanity. That's all you're going to see. There are certain demarcations of civilization, even in the history books, that are marked by war. Even the last two large ones you've had. You had a world war, everyone went to lunch, and then they did it again. It's almost like they paused for a while and went back at it for the same reasons with the same countries. This is history repeating itself because it's human nature. Could that ever change? Welcome to now. Adironda said it. You don't find the same reactions to the countries today. They don't hop on board to an east-west alignment or a north-south alignment. They don't hop on board because their neighbor is at war. They used to. Take a look at history. That marked what happened. In every case, there was an alignment, political, and that's what they did. Not this time. And this is what we told you to expect. A different kind of consciousness. The battle of light and dark is not an old battle that you've seen before of countries and countries, or history with history. It has a complement that you can spot right away. Evil, darkness. Those who want to squash the light of a light worker. Those who want to put you in fear, folks, because fear will cover your light. We told you it was coming, and it's here. There's more. We've told you that this is an actual awakening from something that is coma-like, that old consciousness actually has its own dimension, that coming into a higher consciousness is an actual change of dimensional reality. You go into another phase, you might say, of thinking. You wake up to an awareness that was never there before. And you ask yourself, why didn't I see this before? Because the light is being turned on by humanity. And you're starting to look at things differently. This could be the final set of battles, dear ones. When humanity starts to see, we don't want this ever to happen again. What is a solution? Can we have, finally, compassion replace hatred? Could there be an allowance for shift and change, allowance for what you might do that you never did before? Could there be an allowance of thinking differently? Could there be an allowance of saying, we would like to elect younger leadership, one who has not been through the old energy and that's all they know? Think about that one. There are so many changes afoot. Is there hope? I'll tell you. That's what there is, because that's what's going to happen. Slowly, this planet is going to repair itself of an old energy attitude and move toward love, compassion, understanding. It will never be a universal love planet where everybody holds hands and sings the same song, like some of you have been told. There'll always be duality. People are different. They have different ideas of the way to do things. There'll be arguments, but it doesn't mean you have to kill each other. There'll be ways of settling and trading with one another and understanding things that is different from any other time on the planet. This is not your grandfather's world. That is the answer to this question.
I'd like to know if there is something you see, feel, or coming around the corner that nobody expects. Do you have a glimpse of how this all turns out?
You ask a question. What would surprise you the most with the future you think will happen or might happen? The mind of the human being three-dimensional and fairly linear, you would say, well, we're going to have peace on Earth. You will. The kind of peace where you don't have those with soldiers and weapons. And you might say, well, that's the end all. and things will change. And you'll have a peaceful earth that lives together in harmony. Dear ones, that is indeed the goal. That is a surprise in itself, is it not? But long term, here is the question. Let us say you could stop your life here and take a time machine and pause it. Stop it and pause it and wind forward 100 years, perhaps 150 years, and come back to Earth. What would be your surprise? Would you expect a harmonious Earth? Yes. Would you find one? Dear ones, that is the potential, a harmonious Earth. Besides all that the technical will bring you, new ways of growing crops, new kinds of electricity production, all that, you could expect that and that is there. But what is it that might surprise you and historians and sociologists and psychologists? What would it be? That's the question. I will answer. There is a potential lurking that nobody suspects. It's the rise of a new society. It's almost like what happened with that which you call America, the United States, and what took place there a short time ago to bring you a country of an abundance and freedom that was not seen before. There is another one lurking. The same kind of a thing, and that is to say, new kinds of government that no one ever thought of. Benevolent government. It may not even be party-based. I'm giving it away. There is something that's going to happen on a continent that is basically one without a history that has to be rewritten, without a bias from one country's citizens that would have to change. The continent is Africa. Would you be shocked to find a thriving civilization that was the most advanced one on the planet there? With things you didn't expect could ever be there, with a civilization that did not have to rewrite itself because it had no history, much like the United States. It had no history of the United States to rewrite. It gleaned the history from all of the immigrants to create itself. The same would be true. There is something going to happen there. The potential is starting even now. A country that has abundance of food, of health, because of the inventions that are here. But in addition, new kinds of government and freedoms that will surprise everyone. That, dear ones, is a surprise. Now, we give you this information, which we have given you before. Years before, because the potential of it is so strong. There are pieces and parts of that already starting. There are individuals who are already looking at the various kinds of government and systems and economy that will work better than any on the planet right now, because they're seeing the mistakes. They're seeing what is it that creates even a free country turning against itself, against each other, and not able to agree on anything, and finally spending its money fighting itself. How can we get rid of that? There are ways. Just like there were brand new ways with the United States, avoiding the things that it saw in the history that it corrected. Watch for it. It's coming. Not quickly. But it's coming. It's all part of a new planet, a new Earth, that we see developing. Very strong indications, dear ones, that light is winning, and this is where you're heading. Be aware, These kinds of changes are slower than you want. You know that. As you watch your earth and you see what's happened in these last years, that would tell you that there is a major shift going on and people are caring more about each other and looking at these things. You didn't expect that either. You don't expect it to get anywhere near where it's going because you don't know what you don't know. It'll become a multi-dimensional planet. That is to say, you'll have different physics, different ideas, different inventions that will allow things to happen that you say right now could never happen. That's the surprise. I'm Kryon, in love with all of you. And so it is.